You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, new research out of UW-Madison looks at how our gut bacteria turns different systems in our bodies on and off and what a typical Western diet does to it.
First, the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families is proposing changes to how the state handles child support. The proposal would lower how much wealthy parents have to pay.
The idea is similar to legislation Republican State Representative Joel Clayfish introduced in 2013 that had been co-written by a wealthy divorced campaign donor. The bill was controversial at the time and ultimately unsuccessful. The Wisconsin State Journal just received a copy of a 2015 report from the Child Support Guidelines Advisory Committee. That report recommended no changes to current child support and child custody rules.
Molly Beck joins us to talk about this proposal and what kind of reaction it's getting so far. She's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how would this proposed change affect the way wealthy parents in Wisconsin would pay for child support?
Sure. This proposal is different than the one that was proposed in Representative Clayfish's bill from 2013, in that for parents who earn between $300,000 and $500,000 annually, it would put them on a sliding scale to reduce the percentage of their income, their higher income, that would be paid in child support. What Representative Clayfish's bill would have done would have banned judges from using any income above $150,000 to apply that percentage that would be paid in child support. So it's a little bit different, but it does ultimately reduce the amount of child support that wealthier parents pay.
And are there other aspects of the proposal aside from the sliding scale fee?
This is part of a slate of changes that the department is proposing. They're also looking at proposing a different way for judges to determine what level child support parents who are unemployed should be expected to pay. And those changes would include considering, you know, the person's environment and what jobs are available in their environment, things like that. So there's a number of changes that they're proposing. This is just one of them.
What do we know about where the idea for these changes came from this time around?
So the department convened a committee in 2015, and there were lawmakers on it and child support agency representatives and advocates and judges, and I believe a representative from the State Bar Association. They got together and they looked at what changes could be made to how the state handles child support and child placement in custody situations. And from that work, the department has put forward these changes to how they administer the state's child support program. The committee strongly recommended not to change how the state calculated what wealthier parents pay in child support. But they said, if you're going to do it, if you want to do it, then here's how we think you should do it. And that's where the sliding scale came from.
Why did the committee say that their strongest inclination was not to change the formula?
The report says that there's not any data that demonstrates a specific income level at which, you know, the amount of money that is being paid goes beyond what could reasonably be determined to be child support. You know, proponents of making changes to this say that it's, you know, more fair for the wealthier parent who's paying if they know that the money that they're paying is going to the child and not to either their ex-spouse or the other parent of the child to, you know, for things in their life instead of just care for the children.
Now, it sounds as though this proposal could closely follow in the footsteps of an earlier failed law from Representative Joel Clayfish that we've talked about. Are they connected in any way other than they're both tackling this same aspect of child support?
As far as I know, that's, you know, what I've seen is it's just tackling the same issue. But, you know, the people that I've talked to who are on that committee, that's the first thing they bring up, that this is something that kind of gets at the same goal of reducing the percentage of child support that wealthy parents pay, and that the people that I've talked to have expressed concern about that. And there was a public hearing on these changes today, and it wasn't very well attended. There was only, I believe, three people that testified, and two of them did express concern for this particular proposal.
Molly Beck is with us right now. She's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and she's with us to talk about a new proposal to lower how much wealthy parents have to pay in child support. And Molly, you said there was a hearing, only a few people testifying. Does that indicate that there's not a lot of energy around this bill on at least some sides?
I don't know if that's true or not. I know that it wasn't posted on the department's website. I couldn't find it noticed anywhere. Somebody sent me a link to the proposals and let me know that there was going to be a hearing. So I'm not sure that the public really, the public at large knew about it. But they said that they wanted to get this going before the legislature comes back in January, and that's why they scheduled it right before Christmas.
And what did the people who spoke have to say about it?
One person, he is the child support services director for Milwaukee County, Jim Sullivan. He said that he was pretty happy with most of the changes they were proposing, but this high payer proposal was concerning to him. He said that Milwaukee County takes care of maybe one third of the child support cases in the state, and he hasn't heard of anybody asking for this. And another person who testified was Senator-elect LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, who had similar concerns.
Can you talk, Molly, a little bit about how child support is intended to be used and how it's calculated currently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now, there's different tiers of percentages depending on the income level. So if you have one child, the current law allows courts to require 17% of your income of $84,000 or less to be paid for that child to the other parent who takes care of the child the majority of the time. That percentage increases, obviously, with more children, maxing out at 34% for five or more children. And then if on the high end, if the parent's income exceeds $150,000 annually, 10% of the remaining income would be paid in child support for one child and 20% for five or more children. And that would this proposal would reduce the percentage that wealthier parents on the high end pay.
Do we have any idea how many people in Wisconsin, how many parents this could affect if it changes?
That's a great question, one that I'm trying to answer today. It doesn't sound like it's very many. I think it's single percentage, numbers, so I'm not sure that it's a lot.
And Molly, what happens next?
So what happens next is the department secretary will send what she believes should go to Governor Walker's desk. So and then he will either approve or not approve the proposed changes. And if he approves them, they will go to standing committees in the legislature for approval.
Molly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Molly Beck, state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. She joined us to talk about a new proposal to lower how much wealthy parents have to pay in child support.